Auckland is introducing a regional fuel tax in order to fund the Auckland Transport Alignment Project. The tax is set to raise $1.5 billion, along with additional government contributions. Our Kiwi correspondent Lachlan Balfour joins us from 95BFM to discuss. Good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
Now, what has been the reaction from the public for this new tax?
Well, it's been a bit of a mixed reaction. Some people are supportive of it because they kind of see it as bigger picture, paying for the improvement, the much needed improvement of Auckland's transport infrastructure. But other people simply just do not want to pay the 11.5 cents per litre tax. So it's been mixed. But apparently the other alternative was that rates go up 11%. So, you know, it's probably better than that. I imagine it would have been more of an outcry if that had happened. So it's been a mixed response.
Now, how long is this proposed tax set to be in place for?
I think it's indefinite, really, because it's there to raise funds for the transport infrastructure plan, which will go until 2028. So it, I'd imagine it would be in place for at least the next 10 years. But, we don't really know further than that.
Now, as you said, it was mixed reactions to this announcement. And obviously some people are quite happy about it because this is in much need. But maybe can you give us a bit of an oversight about why the Auckland's transport infrastructure is such a problem?
Well, basically, all the transport projects that have been introduced in Auckland have been quite kind of short term. We've got this problem right now and we need to fix it. None of them have looked forward to the future, especially with Auckland. It's just the population of Auckland is expanding quicker than anyone expected, and it's with that Auckland is sort of spread out rather than built up. So you've got all these people living out on the fringes of Auckland that just have no transport, and something needs to be done to fix this. And with this Labor government having come in, they've said, well, National sort of ignored it for the past 9 years, so we are going to try and do something about it. And there's now these big plans. We've got a Labor government and we've got a former Labor MP as the mayor, and they've sort of come together to do this to try and future-proof Auckland's transport.
Now, there was a discovery made by Chief Science Advisor to the Prime Minister that meth residue in houses is not as harmful as first thought. This comes after millions of dollars of funding had been put towards cleaning houses that had been exposed to methamphetamine. Now, what's the story here?
Well, for the past few years, there's been this kind of mass hysteria of possible meth contamination of homes, and people have been getting their houses tested, and then if it's come back positive with this very, very low reading, then they've either had to get their house totally cleaned, replace all their walls for fear that it might not be safe to live in. But yes, this has basically proved to be no evidence to back this up, that it's unsafe to live in a house that has these low levels of methamphetamine.
What else has been found in this report?
Well, basically the report says that if meth has been made in the home, it's probably some evidence there to say that yes, it's not safe to live in. But if meth's just been smoked in the home, not really. So the report basically says that it was all a big waste of money, and these homes that a lot of state homes had to be put out of action when they were found to have meth, be contaminated by meth. So they've allowed to be opened up again, so 300, 400 more state homes are back, and basically it just says, yeah, that it's nowhere near as dangerous as anyone thought it was, and mold is a much bigger problem.
Given this, given the kind of positive offset of this? How's this information being received?
Yeah, so it's a good thing, definitely, that these state homes can come back into action. And, of course, the government is going to spend a lot less money on getting the homes tested, because I think they spent about $30 million a year previously on it, which is a huge amount. But, of course, a lot of people will be quite angry, people who have previously had their homes tested and done major works, because some people ended up demolishing their homes as a result of these tests and starting again. So I'd imagine there'll be some angry people out there who might have something to say about it.
It'll be interesting to see how this unfolds as people begin to react to this new information. I'm speaking with our New Zealand correspondent, Lachlan Balfour. Now, for the first time ever, Judith Collins has entered the poll for preferred Prime Minister. While her statistics are not quite close to current Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern, 3.7% of New Zealanders want Collins as Prime Minister. Now, can you tell us a little bit about who Judith Collins is?
Well, Judith Collins is a National MP, and she's quite divisive. She has the nickname Crusher Collins because I think when she was Minister for Transport or something, she took this stand against boy racers and took a boy racer car and put it in this massive crusher. And she is she's always sort of harbored leadership ambition. She's made she's not really made that much of a secret, but she recently, under John Key, had to resign her portfolios because she was accused of going on a private meeting while on a ministerial trip to help her husband's business. But she is very popular with the Nationals sort of party members, but divisive amongst voters as a whole.
Now, given that slightly tarred history, is it likely that she'll be looking towards leadership any time soon?
Well, she says not. She says she's 100% behind Simon Bridges, who's the current leader, but he's polling at just 9%, which is very bad for him. John Key, when his first Prime Minister poll came out, he was on 24%, and Mr. English, Bill English after him, was on 25%. He's very low, and if he doesn't improve, something will likely happen, and whether or not Judith Collins sticks to her line that she is supporting him and will not roll him, we will see. Personally, I think he might get rolled.
Now, yeah, and given that, despite the fact that she said she has no leadership ambitions at this time and fully supports the party leadership at the moment, has there been any supporters from her own party calling for her to be leader?
No, not yet. I think it's still very early days, but I'd imagine as time goes on, she could get the support, because actually she did throw a hat in the ring when the leadership race was on for the National Party when Bill English resigned a few months ago. So if she had leadership ambitions, you know, only a few months ago, I don't see why that would have changed. So I think, you know, she's playing it cool for now, but definitely could be future leader of the National Party. Who knows?
Well, Lachlan, thank you very much for speaking with us this morning.
Great to talk to you.